This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
So nobody likes Christopher Columbus, huh? Was he that bad of a guy?
No, the lefties don't like them any Columbus Day.
Yeah.
No.
It is, Indigenous Peoples Day?
Yeah.
Can it be both, or did they eliminate the other one?
I don't think they, if you call it Indigenous Peoples, I think you're pretty much kicking Columbus to the curb. Got an email here from the mayor of Gainesville.
Oh, yeah, what'd he say?
He said, today we acknowledge the crimes and atrocities inflicted on our indigenous people over the past 400 years. We must claim responsibility for our past in order to heal as a nation and as a city. We also celebrate the people and culture, especially the forebears for the contributions they've made to whom we are as a community. 400 years, that's a long time, apparently, that we've been...
How do I take responsibility for that whole deal?
Well, if you want to heal as a city and a nation, Bob, you need to, apparently.
Well, what do you do?
I don't know. But you've got to claim responsibility for your past as a nation and as a city.
I have actually given to indigenous people at, Hard Rock.
Yes, you have.
I've been to other places, like up in Cherokee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pumpkin Patch.
Well, there you go.
Given, Navajo.
Yeah, given to the Navajos.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Pumpkin Patch is open, by the way, today at?
1 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, so the mayor of Gainesville wanting you to take responsibility for your crimes.
Indigenous
Peoples
Day, not Columbus Day anymore.
Nope.
I mean, I understand the whole thing of, you know, he found the new land or discovered America, or however you want to simplify it.
We know better than that part, right?
Yeah.
We get that.
But I don't know. You have to wonder. Let's take that whole thing and say, what if people came here from another planet and they landed?
Mm-hmm.
How would they be treated?
Right.
And what would the fear factor be? In other words, if you have the technology to get here, you probably could wipe us all out.
Yeah.
Do we try to exterminate you as you come? Right? Think about that. If they found the New World and all they found was, these bloodthirsty savages that murdered them all.
Right.
Would they stop coming eventually? I mean, it is interesting to think, like, how would that have worked out?
Like, what was it really like?
Well, I think what it really was like was they come on these giant ships. They're wearing these, like, metal, helmets. They have... firepower, things that go boom.
Yeah.
So I think they did almost see them as maybe somewhat godlike or whatever. There was a fear thing.
Yeah. Invading.
For most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But many were happy. They thought, this could be these could be our friends. And there probably was a little bit of, well, they can be our friends and maybe help us beat that other rival.
See, isn't it interesting how within the slavery story and within the indigenous peoples, the left leave out a lot of reality history in those histories there.
Oh, Native Americans learned to raid and kill and do all that long before Europeans came here.
Just like the slavery was within the black people and everybody else, and there were Irish slaves and Chinese slaves. But they like to rewrite it for their political purposes.
Yeah, and it's all about the guilt and somehow manipulate people's behavior of today based on a false sense of guilt, a guilt that there's no reason for you to possess. You had absolutely no... You can't go back 500 years and pretend like you have some say in what has occurred.
So as a nation and as a city, so Gainesville can't heal until we all feel this guilt. Yeah. Thanks, Mayor.
And what if it wasn't a foundation of a nation like ours? Yes. Well, we mistreated the indigenous people.
Yeah.
But they survived. They're still alive. If America didn't fight for freedom and win for freedom, even though they were selective who they gave their freedom to initially, but moving forward, what would happen if, say, oh, I don't know, the Nazis won World War II?
Oh, can you even imagine?
So, yeah. I mean, again,
It would not have been as much a kind current history.
Were all the Europeans bad? No. Were all the Native Americans, you know, bloodthirsty? No. But they weren't all tree huggers either.
No.
Just like any other slice of human, you know, you're going to get, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, all that mixed in. Yeah, it's a whole guilt thing, and somehow they use that to manipulate people. I'm not going to be held accountable for stuff that happened hundreds of years before I was even born. That's absurd. That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard of.
But that's how you keep that thing going, just like you try to keep the black community stirred up and wanting reparations. And
exactly.
It's just all this lefty crap, and it's like, ever heard the phrase... Move on. I mean, I thought the left liked
move
that
on.
Line.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
.org, I think, even. So,
yeah.
How about you move on a little bit and let's just maybe get a fresh new start and not look at the past all the time. Selected past.
Auto Workers for Trump founder Brian Pannebecker said Saturday on Newsmax TV, America Right Now, that the U.S. auto industry will face an existential threat if Vice President Kamala Harris is elected president. I love that. Existential. It's just an unbelievable, what is that, a high threat level? A threat that goes, that's deep.
So far.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, in this case, it might be the proper use of the term. Look what the left wants to do. Again, this goes back to the guilt thing. Mm-hmm. Don't you feel guilty that you are warming the planet with all your... Should I feel guiltier than, like, John Kerry flying around in a private plane? You know what I mean?
But the messengers, Bob, the messengers are exempt because they're doing such a greater work.
Yeah, and if you don't get China, India, and Russia to get on board, everything that we do is like, you know, doing something in the wind and it coming back blowing in your face. I just have this thing. It's logic, and it overrides all these other things that supposedly they want to play on your emotions. Nobody should make any major decisions while their emotions are at play. I mean, isn't that a common thing? Wouldn't everybody agree that? Well, that makes sense. Yeah, you don't want to make an emotional decision. But that's what they do. They stir the emotions. Why do you hate the planet? Why are you trying to kill everybody?
Right.
Why aren't you doing something about it? Yeah. Anyway, the host says, why does your union leadership believe that a Harris presidency would be better for your industry and your workers than 4 years of Donald Trump? He said, because they'll keep lining the pockets of our corrupt union bosses. That's the only reason I can think of. He said, I can tell you from my own experience, 36 years in the auto industry, 11 for Chrysler, 25 for Ford, that the membership, the rank and file, the people on the shop floor do not support Kamala Harris. I know for a fact, because I do rallies outside of the auto plants, every week during the election cycle. I talk to workers right now. The support on the shop floor for Trump and J.D. Vance is somewhere between 65% to 70%.
I'm surprised it's that low.
Yeah, but you have to remember they're big employers of minorities, and even though we've made great inroads there, there's still a long way to go.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep, I get it.
7:15 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Time now for What's Bugging You. This is where you call in, air it out, get it off your chest. You know, start the week fresh. All right, What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, is next. 877-975-9825. Call now, please.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is a time for war.
The rising threat of terrorism.
With so much to talk about.
Migrants from China, Russia, Iran.
Raise the threat of an attack against Americans.
There's a lot that fires you up.
This is real.
Now, time to air it out. What's bugging you?
Disrupt and degrade.
97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is Monday, but we're going to make it great. 7:21 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Good morning, Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I tell you what's bugging me on this Indigenous Day is the fact that they took my Washington Redskins and they stripped them of everything that has to do with the American Indian. And to be honest, being a Redskins fan only opened the door to me to loving everything about the American Indian. And, you know, it takes me back to as a kid, I was that neighborhood kid that was the Indian up in the tree, ready to jump on some old okie-dokie cowboy. But, you know, they just think that everything's woke now, and it just, man, that one frustrates me big time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and usually these are, you know, white lefties who think that's relieving them of their guilt. But look what we're doing. We're taking away these names. Remember, it's the name of your team. It always stands for something great and strong,
yes.
Something that can win and overcome. That's, yeah. So, yeah, they kind of missed the mark
on
that.
They don't get it.
Speaking of which, let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is the way Kamala Harris tries to pretend like she is knowledgeable and smart and meaningful and relevant and important when actually she's just a vapid, brain-dead loser. If she becomes our president, we are all toast. That's what's bugging me. Thank you, guys.
I mean, look, I get it, but take a step back. Really, you went to law school, you passed the bar, you became an attorney general. Sure, you had a lot of help along the way maybe, but somehow, I mean, I don't know that I would call her dumb. She has difficulty maybe expressing herself in a,
English?
In a cogent way.
Yeah.
Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
Well, obviously the progressives have wrecked Columbus Day instead of making it a celebration of a man of vision and courage who discovered a whole new world. We can't have that. But so now let's switch over to Indigenous Peoples Day. When Cortez landed in Mexico to conquer the Aztec Empire, the local tribes that didn't want to be under the Aztec Empire joined with Cortez as his ally, and that's how he was able to do it. So if the lefties and the progressives want to get a message out of Indigenous Peoples Day, it better be unity, because without unity, we're finished. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, oh, I like how you turn that around. Good. A little history lesson in there. All right. Let's 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Good morning, Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Happy Monday, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, what's bugging me? You know, Kamala's losing her hype, you know, when they did the soft coup on Biden. She was getting all the news coverage and everything, and she was, you know, she was going to destroy Trump. She's losing it. Now, I watched Meet the Press yesterday, and Steve Kanacki did the whiteboard. Didn't look so good for Kamala. And I saw they drug, not her show, I don't think, but somebody drug Obama out, I saw on the news. And he's running around saying how stupid black men are, basically, for not supporting Kamala.
The brothers.
And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, he, and you know, what's bugging me, though, is what are they going to do? I've said it before. They're not going to let Trump get in office. They're going to do anything. They've tried to put him in prison. You know, they tried to take him out twice, maybe three times now. You know, what are they going to do? And Catherine Herridge said at the beginning of this year, she said, I'm more concerned about a black swan than anything. And who knows what they're going to do, but they're not going to let Trump just walk in there. And if they can't figure out a way to steal the election, they're going to do something else.
Well, that's one of my concerns, too.
Yeah.
For what, number one, first of all, doesn't matter what any poll says, you've got to get out and you've got to cast your vote no matter what. Whether we're losing by 100 points or ahead by 100, you've got to go and vote and get everybody you know that's going to vote properly and get them there and make sure this happens. Now, they look at the Dems look at those polls, and I see we don't see on the whiteboard because it is a whiteboard the fudge factor, the little elements, the little things, the people that are going to help by you know, harvesting ballots.
But what, to help the voters get to the polls and help them vote?
That, yeah. Because
they're so kind.
So there's, and there's still people who shouldn't be on the voter rolls. That's going to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that have a driver's license, which, if that's their only means of identification it's asked for, would probably be able to cast a vote, although illegal. They would have to be caught.
Exactly. And they're not exactly following up on those. You know what bugs me? Is potholes. Potholes bug me. Well, when they bend your rims and pop your tires. areas where there are consistent potholes, like even in businesses. I know that if you're at the shopping center in Gainesville, they're at Millhopper and 43rd. As you're pulling in, they're next to McDonald's. There's a big pothole on the left side of that entrance. As you're coming out, there's a big pothole on the right of the exit. I'm like, does nobody in management or, I don't know, the people that actually own the property, do they never drive in and notice these things? It's like, do these things never get reported? Saw a picture just on Facebook this morning next to the Wawa on, I guess it'd be 13th. Guy busted his rim off his Dodge Ram because of a pothole. It's like, come on, people. Let's pay a little bit of attention here.
Well, let's also give them a little bit of a chance with all the infrastructure and other issues related to the storms. I know these aren't
new. These are private properties, though. These are private properties, not the government. The government, I don't expect much out of them.
All right, folks.
But if you're making money on private property and businesses, fix the parking lot.
Fill your potholes.
That's right.
Or Greg and the pothole police will be visiting you.
Yes, we will.
All right.
It won't be pretty.
Coming up, celebrating Queen Lizzie. If you're not familiar, that is even more of a reason to stay tuned at 8:05. We'll explain everything. All right? It's all coming your way. Happy, happy Monday. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome at 7:35, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Monday. We're trying to make it great. It's what we do. We've got lots of stories to get to. And just to catch up real quick, Tampa Bay on the winning end, 51-27 over New Orleans. Jags, tough one. They lost again to the Bears. That was in England, that game. Tennessee and the Gators. What a great game until Tennessee won at the end in overtime.
So close. So close.
Yeah. But it looks like we're getting better. It really does.
We'll take that.
And so, yeah, we got to play Kentucky at the Swamp. That's going to be Saturday night. So we'll see. All right. Early voting begins a week from today. Start planning on that. Getting everybody out. Got to do it. I'm not surprised that there is a little tension between Kamala's people and the White House. I'm not surprised. Okay. And in fact, Axios did a story on it, alleging Sunday there is growing tension and miscommunication between the White House and the Harris campaign. Oh. Alex Thompson, their political correspondent, said many senior Biden aides remain wounded by the president being pushed out of his reelection bid and are still adjusting to being in a supporting role on the campaign trail. I told you that Biden was butthurt by the whole thing. He has a huge, sensitive ego. It's going to wear on him. And then, not really even taking into account a lot of his senior people that are around him, that if he gets a second term, you know, more than likely a lot of those folks would probably stay in place if they wanted to.
Right.
But now, you know, Kamala, just slowly coming off her little honeymoon phase that she enjoyed for a while. Now I think the numbers that are a little bit more accurate are going to start to surface, but she's got her own people. She's got her own ego.
Yeah, but when you say she's got her own people, it's like a revolving door, because apparently she's not the easiest person to work for.
Yeah. And here's what the Harris, somebody in her kind of camp said something referring to the senior staff members of Biden, saying they're too much in their feelings.
What does that even mean?
I think that's, I don't know if that's like a Gen X or more. Do you know what I mean? That's something that we wouldn't say, but it's a term that I think they've embraced to some extent. Does that make sense?
I get where you're going. Yeah.
They're too much in their feelings. What we would say is, they're allowing their emotions to...
Yeah.
Thompson wrote, the main issue with some of the Harris campaign members is the White House aides aren't sufficiently coordinating Biden's messaging and schedule to align with what's best for the vice president's campaign.
Now, you know what this is, don't you? when he called, went to the press in the exact same time that she was doing a rally.
Yeah.
Coincident? I mean, he hadn't been in front of the press in how, what, how long? But he decides to go right when she's having.
He popped up at a regular,
while she's having a rally. So, wow.
And this also goes along with the things that I've said that, you know, when he does go out there, he does talk to the press at all, he does undermine her either a little bit or a little bit more.
Yeah.
And there's always a little jab here and there. And I've been kind of, you know, keeping track of that. And it is, it's ongoing.
Well, the national press has finally caught on to that. Some of the, you know, some of our guys on the national shows have finally kind of come around to that. I'm thinking, Bob told you that weeks and weeks and weeks ago. So,
well, one of them's kind of funny because he knows how to hit her buttons. Oh, Biden does.
Sure he does.
And
he's a true politician.
Yes. When he complimented Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for handling recent hurricanes,
yes,
the compliment was absolutely well deserved. And a very rare thing, though, in this administration, from a D to an R to give a thumbs up. He clearly did that. You know why? That was just to rub Kamala the wrong way.
Because he's complimenting the guy that basically dissed her big time and put her in her place.
Yeah, and he went a little further when he was running than she did. You know what I mean? When she was running for president, she didn't make it very far.
No, not at all. Yeah. Nope, nobody wanted her.
Yeah,
nobody wanted her until they basically put her in the position and proclaimed her this position, and now they've got a backer.
And the media tried to make a big deal about it, but it's just all kind of worn off because there really isn't anything there.
No substance, no.
The White House is lacking someone in the room thinking first and foremost about how things would affect the campaign, a Harris aide said. The White House is lacking. Okay, someone. No, here's how it goes. The White House, actually, I mean, if they're doing their jobs, they're probably pretty busy. There are things going on the home front, domestically, and around the globe, and we need to stay vigilant on that.
Not worry about her campaign, because that's her campaign, not our campaign.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Despite sore feelings among some Biden aides, the report added that most of them are actively rooting for Harris to win.
Most?
However, there's ongoing tension with some White House staffers transitioning to the Harris campaign, particularly Biden aides who feel they've been labeled as disloyal by Biden's team for leaving or even considering it. I mean, this is the kind of small ball they're playing behind the scenes, you know, while Rome is burning, you know, they're tuning up the violin. It's isn't it bizarre? Like, oh, they're leaving this camp to go to that. There's all this infighting.
Which is great. Hey, all the distraction helps, you know. If they can both stay off message, that's pretty good.
On Harris's campaign, there's also awkwardness between some who were on Biden's original campaign staff and the Harris allies who have been installed in recent weeks. And right after she became the nominee, there were squabbles about whether Biden's main surrogates on television would continue in those roles or if new faces would emerge. Yeah, it is
interesting.
It is interesting, the behind the scenes, but you know, I have to say that I kind of saw this early on with the nature of Joe Biden's egotistical personality.
Oh yeah,
I knew this. Him stepping aside, and they're trying to say it's like statesmanlike. He's like George Washington.
Yeah, right. They actually said that. That's crazy.
He didn't go willingly. They just are not willing to show the video of him kicking and screaming the entire time. What it comes down to. Oh, yeah. And then there's black conservative men who've responded to former President Barack Obama's claims that they do not support Kamala Harris's campaign due to sexism, slamming him for not accurately representing the black community and for trying to shame them into supporting Democrats. During a Thursday event in Pittsburgh, Obama made several controversial remarks accusing black male voters of not being on board with Harris for president. complaining that Harris has not seen the same levels of support that he did when he ran for president. Obama told a group of black men that it seems to be more pronounced with the brothers. Love how he,
there's no R at the end of that, Bob. He can just slide right into the streets.
Yeah. Can right I, into the, I'm a man of the streets. Right?
Yeah, right. And it's never been that, but that's another story.
No.
Yeah.
Kid grows up, what, in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Goes to school at Columbia. And
yeah. But we're not talking about the hood in Chicago or something.
So. Yeah, nice try.
That'd be a dangerous place to be anyway.
According to the former president, the choice for black men to support Harris is clear. Because she grew up like you, knows you, went to college with you, understands the struggles and pain and joy that comes from those experiences. Yeah, you know, you grew up in, you know, middle-class family. Your mom was some kind of, I don't know, what was she, chemical research engineer. And,
yeah.
And daddy was...
Berkeley professor, for goodness sakes. Everybody, just like you, Bob.
Yeah.
Just like you and everybody else all the brothers.
Yeah, that's what we had. We had a lot of, like, robes around the house that they would wear for prestigious events. Okay.
Just like all of you. Right. That's not working out too well, pulling him out of the closet to campaign for.
No.
I don't think.
And I think a black man who is concerned about raising his family, maybe trying to buy a house, you know, getting a decent wage, all those things. I don't think Obama's going to resonate with them. They're like, hey, man, I got to go with somebody who's going to, you know, give us a good economy.
Is this like race shaming? I don't know if that's a term or not, but it sounds kind of like it.
Absolutely. Hmm. Yep. It is 7:45, and you are listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Special guest coming up at 8:05. Stay close. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. It ain't the name of no rapper. Snooga Swings. You ever heard of Snooga Swings?
No. Maybe can't say as I have.
Maybe it's Snugga Swings.
Oh, like Snuggle kind of thing, maybe. Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, but it's not a rapper.
Oh.
It is a Fisher-Price swing, though.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an infant swing. Now,
okay.
My history with the swings is such that Rihanna really enjoyed it and would be quiet when I handed it. But you had to crank this thing. You cranked
it,
then it would go, and she would doze off right away, quietly happy.
Nice.
Then, shortly thereafter, I might actually close an eye or two, and then the thing would stop.
And she would...
Let me know that she would like it to be started again. Then we got the battery-operated one for Kaylee when she came along.
Fancy.
Yeah. That made a lot of difference. That's one where I have to say technology good.
Wow. And we bash a lot of technology. So
yeah. We're going to bash it a little here.
Yeah.
Just the fact that since it is baby-related and it's important, Fisher-Price is actually recalling parts of over 2 million infant swings across U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And these are the Snugga Swings. Because this follows the deaths of 5 infants.
That's sad.
And, so they'll be recalling over 2 million of those. U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission warned that all models of the Fisher-Price's Snugga Swings should never be used for sleep or have bedding materials added. The product's headrest and seat pad body support insert can increase risks of suffocation.
Hmm.
There have been 5 reports of deaths, like I said, involving infants between ages 1 month to 3 months old when the product was used for sleep. In those incidents, which took place from 2012 to 2022, bedding material was added to the product and the babies were unrestrained. So they urged immediately for folks to cut off the headrest, remove the body support insert before continuing to use the swing. Fisher-Price, based in New York, a division of California toy giant Mattel, is providing a $25 refund to consumers who remove and destroy those parts of the product. Instructions can be found on Mattel's recall website. Wow, so there you go. And this might be timely because this could have been maybe a Christmas gift type thing. So now you know, and I'm sure they'll take all of them off the shelves and they'll do the necessary changes to them. Yeah, it is scary. Interesting. They're making something a little better, maybe a little more comfortable, a little this, a little that, and you don't know what really a hidden danger could possibly be part of that. All right. Well, what's going on in Chicago? Chicago, known for their very, very stringent and tough gun control. Once again, how is gun control working in Chicago?
I'm guessing not very well.
Well, so well.
All right.
At least 20 were shot, and that doesn't include the rest after Sunday morning.
Wow.
So you still had almost a full day. But 20, and that's that's about average.
I was going to say, we've seen higher weekends.
Bad saying that.
But again, the Sunday numbers aren't, totally in there, so maybe that'll come up.
But here's the number that you want.
What's that?
The Chicago Sun-Times pointed out that 444 people have been killed in Chicago this year. And the year's not over, by the way. 444.
That can't be with the most strict gun laws in the country, can it? Where's the logic in that? Don't they understand? You can't kill people with guns in Chicago. It's against the law.
I guess it's not maybe as effective as they thought it would be.
If you go traipsing around with a gun in your belt, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get arrested. I'm saying.
You are?
Yeah, well, just depending on your situation. But I'm just thinking most of these people who are shooting each other don't have their little FOIA card. That's all I'm guessing.
Yeah. Tim Walz, what's he up to?
Ugh.
Running down the aisleways and Woo! Giving people high fives and
looking like Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made an appearance, Minnesota high school football game Friday night. Got kind of mixed reactions, they're saying. Yep, he traveled to Mankato West High School. I'm probably saying that wrong, but anyway. Video footage shows him in the bleachers shaking hands with several people. Some attendees appeared not to care that he was there and focused their attention on the field. Yeah, I'm here to watch my kid play football, whatever. Move down a little bit.
Hey, yeah, fat guy. Scoot over.
Quiet down.
Yeah.
Governor Tim Walz posing for photos. He was shaking hands. He was, hanging out with the peeps. And the one recorded instance of Walz garnering cheers from the crowd was when he joined both teams just before the game to help with the coin toss. When his name was announced on the loudspeaker, a few mild cheers from the bleachers could be heard. Yeah. So he's in his home state. He's the governor there.
Wow, not a resounding response then, was it?
Okay. Then look at it this way. Governor DeSantis, if he shows up at a high school football game, what do you think the response is going to be there?
Pretty big.
Overwhelmingly.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, little difference there.
Yeah.
A little difference. Apparently, though, he's really getting into hunting. Did you know that? Did you know he was big into hunting?
Oh, yeah. He wears the camo hat all the time. And, he talks about being a hunter. Owning guns.
Video. That I guess is really starting to, make it viral.
Yeah.
Showed him, hunting, but he was struggling to load his shotgun.
It's not that hard.
Generally.
And if you are a hunter and you have your own shotgun, you probably have loaded it many times before.
He awkwardly hunches over while trying to load the gun and says, "It never fits quite right."
Well, if you know what you're doing, The other part of the story, that's what she said.
It was supposed to be the line. Come on, man. God, I tee it up for him.
I understand that he spent like 3 hours out there and never fired a shot. So it wasn't a great, was not a successful hunting day either. So,
well, no, if you've got a bunch of the, if you're making it a photo op and you got a bunch of the media traipsing around with you, kind of hard to catch the game by surprise.
Yeah. Oh, my. Wow.
Governor, what kind of gun is it? He said, oh, it's a Beretta A400. That's a nice gun, isn't it?
That makes some nice rifles, nice shotguns. Mm. Yeah, they do.
Apparently, he was very familiar with it. Maybe he just got it. Maybe it was a present.
Yeah, it could be from Kamala.
Mm-hmm. Or from his friends in China.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine.
We've got a very special guest that's going to be with us on the air here in just a couple of minutes. You absolutely don't want to miss it. 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.